Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all six delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
I remember fondly visiting you in 2007 at your studio in Beijing, and then again in 2014. A lot has happened since then.
Yeah, since then, I always have been waiting for you to come back, but you never come back till now.
Hi, everyone. This is Martha Stewart, and welcome to our podcast. Today, I am so excited because we are talking by Zoom to one of the most extraordinary human beings alive, Ai Weiwei. Ai Weiwei is world famous. He is an amazing person involved in civil liberties, in human rights, and very, very, very outspoken about inhuman treatment. I don't want to give a big, long introduction because Ai Weiwei himself has so much to say. And I just want to say hi. Hi, Ai Weiwei.
Hello. So nice to see you again.
I have been back to China once since 2014. My two grandchildren, Jude and Truman, are studying and are quite fluent in Mandarin right now. So I took them to China in 2020, right?
Oh.
And we were there in January, right before COVID. The last thing we did in China was to ice skate on the Imperial Palace Lake.
Wow.
And they had such a good time. They opened it that day. It was like January 5th. They opened it. The ice was perfect. We were the first people to ice skate on that lake.
Wow.
And I thought of you. I thought of you and wished that you were there. You were not there because you had already, I think, left China, right? When did you leave China?
Well, I left 2015. By that, 2020, I was already in Germany. In Berlin.
And I want to get into the nitty-gritty of why you had to leave your homeland. I mean, you've had a rough time in that homeland, and yet you have become one of the most famous Chinese people ever. And so much happened. And I hope that maybe you could tell us a little bit more about your time, early years in China when your whole family was exiled, and then in 2011, I guess, when you were put in prison. One of the most famous Chinese people put in prison by the government. And I just want to know why. Why were you first exiled in the first place with your family?
Well, my father was a poet. It's a the most well-known modern poet for China.
His name was I Ching, right?
I Ching. His book just published by Random House, I Ching Select Poetry. And he is one of a revolutionary poet. And I was with the first generation of leaders, Chairman Mao, Zhou Enlai. They were in Yan'an struggling. And later they established the new nation, 1949. So his thinking are quite different or made the leaders unhappy. He's not even anti-communist. He's communist himself. But he just with different opinions or the different attitude, that is not allowed in the Communist Party. So he was criticized as a rightist and exiled in 1957, which is the year I was born. So since I was born, I was with him in the so-called re-education camp in very remote area in Xinjiang. And nobody know that kind of treatment can last forever. And nobody know. 20 years we spend time in exile. And the condition, living condition, is unspeakable. You know, it's not nothing we have today. We have that time. You know, we're living a dig out underground, and there's no water. It's almost like an animal almost. But we did survive until 1981. I had the chance to come to the United States. So I spent about 12 years in the United States. By 1993, I went back to see my father after 12 years haven't seen him. And then time really passed very fast. I spent another 22 years in China until 2015. I kind of being forced out. After 2011, I was arrested because my online activities, basically some kind of criticism with action. So I organize people to investigate the government's wrongdoings, which nobody would like something like that in any authoritarian society. So I kind of went too far, and they don't like it. They have to find a way to censor my voice and to smear my action and to put me in jail behind bars, to, you know, just trying to scare people. And yeah, that's basically the story.
You spent 81 days in prison. Can you describe the prison for us?
Yes, I spent 81 days in secret detention. It's not even a prison. It's a location nobody knows where they are. And I was blindfolded to take me into that location. And the whole time I was guarded by military police. And nobody knows where. I just disappeared from the public. My mom doesn't know. I couldn't have a lawyer. And daily I would go through this kind of interrogations, which mostly are nonsense. You know, it's what they're trying to interrogate from an artist only because I openly criticize them.
Did they ask for an apology?
They asked me to admit the kind of crime I never really made. But I always tell them we need a trial. To, you know, open trial, so I need a lawyer to. I even need some kind of procedure to recognize the kind of crime they are accusing me. But of course, later I realized they're just trying to use this kind of tactics to try to scare me. And also they made a television recording. But they, later they didn't use it. They're supposed to publicize in the national television, maybe my way of talking about sense, which doesn't really make that qualified. So yeah, they made some kind of public television recording.
What were the conditions like? Did you have a bed to sleep on? Or were you in a room by yourself?
The room is very small and just have one bed and one chair. I have to sit on the chair and put my hands on my lap and sitting there very still. I cannot move. Any action I would take, I would first report to them to say I have to go to the toilet. Then they have to give me admission for me to do, and the two soldiers will walk me into the bathroom, and they were standing on side of me to watch me to do whatever I have to do in the bathroom. And 24 hours will be two soldiers. They are shifting every hour to watch me. And even when I sleep, they're standing right on the side of my bed. The light is always on, and they are watching me if I really fall into sleep.
Were you ever allowed outside during that 81 days?
No. They are creating a world to make you believe there is nothing outside. The whole universe is that room. And after a few days, you would also believe that. You're totally cut off. You don't believe the people outside still remembers you or would question where you are. You know, they have very good psychological, some kind of special treatment, make you believe you're in their hand and there's no way you can, there's no outside. You know, they don't have any kind of physical violence, but mainly it's psychological violence because you have to do everything according to their schedule. And you see, they will say, you can walk now. You walk in the room on six tiles, and you walk forward and turn, walk back and turn. So you have to do hours of this kind of walking, very much like a military type of walking. And so they would ask you to fold in your bed into some kind of perfect cube. It would take maybe months to learn how to make that just like knife cut sharp corners. And, you know, it's kind of military, ridiculous training.
Wow. That is harsh. And what kind of food did they feed you?
The food was okay. You know, they try. The tactic they have is to, in their words, is to protect you. So protect you to suicide or protect you to hurt yourself before they make some major decisions. So you are basically highly protected. There's civilian cameras in several corner of the room, and there's people in the next room watching exactly your every of your movement. Even your eye blinks, they can know, they can blow it up to see what you're trying to do. It's kind of very, I would say, unique treatment. The doctor would come in every day to measure your blood pressure and to give you pills. You have to eat in front of them. You have to open your mouth. They would look at you swallow the pills. You know, they will make sure you did all the procedure.
And you didn't know what the pills were, so you just had to take them anyway.
You have to take it. This is by order. And I assume it's something good for you because they are really scared you're going to have some problem.
Now, we heard that you were incarcerated because of tax evasion. All kinds of rumors came out of China at that time. We were all so worried for you. You know, so many of us thought about you, people who had met you or just admired your amazing work. We worried about you.
Thank you.
And we wondered how you were faring, and we couldn't write to you.
Actually, I also worried. It's not a worry that I have any kind of crime. I worried with my kind of voice, many people being sentenced over 15, 13 years, that's very normal. I know many people has been put away. So with my activity, I can easily be put away like that. And I would have no chance to really see my son, how he would have grown up. He was only 2 years old and when I was arrested. And the interrogator tells me, you know, even when you're released, your son will never recognize you. And they're quite honest. They said, after 2 years, you're finished. You're still, will be still alive, but you're not the same person anymore. So we see too many people like that. So I never worried about accusation of my crime. I never did any crime. And they also know that. But of course, I don't know if anybody would make some kind of voice for me. But later I found out a lot of people were supporting me.
Oh, of course. So many people supported you. And it's a harsh treatment for being an outspoken person in a authoritarian country. It's very, very difficult. So many countries in the world are going in that direction now. What do you think of that?
I would think history always teaches us lessons, I would say. And, you know, not obviously right or obviously justice idea can be easily achieved. It's always a struggle. Is always struggle. And maybe for too long, we take the liberty too easy. And we think liberty can be without struggle, or democracy without struggle, which is not true. I take every generation, every individual to defending the human dignity and to defending what we believe. And that should be a normal condition. And we, for too long, we forget about it. You know, I just need everybody to act on that.
It was 9/11 in the United States. I was such a happy person up until 9/11, when we suffered the World Trade Center disaster. And I thought, you know, I've never been afraid in my life, and here we go. I was afraid. For the first time, I had to walk down the streets of New York, a city that I really loved, and I had to look up every day to make sure nothing was going to happen. And then we had an election of a man who really changed, or at least brought to the forefront, a very, very fractured America. And we're all thinking now, gosh, our country is not the same country it was or that we hoped it would be. And so we're living through a lot of what other countries in the world are living through. I never thought we would see it so clearly, but we are having a very hard time in the United States right now. Do you agree with me that what's going on is really sad and dangerous?
I think what we see in America, we also have to put into the world map. And you see the world changed dramatically with Russia's invasion to Ukraine, with China's fast development, and also China has a long strategy trying to make it much more stronger, dominate the world in every aspect. So you see Americans still struggling with many, many very fundamental issues of human rights. And many, many issues seems almost like unsolvable. So the whole political situation of the world is really changing. It's not like in the 70s, 80s, or 90s. We are still living in a much peaceful time.
Yeah, it's a very different world. And to me, I do a lot of business in China. We manufacture many, many of our products in China, and China has the upper hand. I really admired the growth and the extraordinary innovation of China, but I worry, as you worried, and as you paid dearly for, the authoritarian nature of the government. And we're just in a very, very strange state right now. And this whole thing with the Ukraine, as you mentioned, is just devastatingly sad. And do you see that there in England too? Do you get the news?
Yes, of course. The problem is everything happened in front of us. And we can get all the information at the same time. And I want to make us feel powerless. You know, we feel almost like impossible to do something to help the situation. But still, we have to understand all the power has to come back to individual. And the world doesn't matter where it goes. It has to benefit each individual. And so I take an individual to act and to tell people, how do you think? And clearly, and also to honestly reflect those feelings with your expression and to communicate. So to make sure we are really bearing responsibility for whatever happens in the world.
Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all six delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Your exhibits that you have created, so many amazing, amazing exhibits. So, for example, your sunflower seeds. I have my 14 seeds that you gave me, Ai Weiwei. Can you hear them?
Yeah.
These are your seeds that you gave me from... Of course, I still have them. They're my precious seeds. I think about you when I look at them. Each seed handcrafted out of porcelain and hand-painted. By how many people did it take to make 100 million of these porcelain seeds?
It took about 1,600 people working for 700 days.
Wow. To make all the... And how much did they weigh when you finally finished making 100 million seeds? What did that pile of seeds weigh?
Weighs about 150 tons.
Tons?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So a ton, everybody, is 2,000 pounds. That's a big pile of porcelain. And you exhibited them first at the Tate Gallery in London?
Yes, it showed in the Turban Hall in Tate Gallery.
I read that you were in originally I saw it, but I didn't walk in it. I think it was closed off to walking when I finally got to see it. But people were allowed originally to walk on the seeds.
True.
What was your message?
Well, I want to make something very small. It looks quite fragile, but it takes a complicated method to make it, to like make the highest porcelain pieces. It takes about 20 different procedures to really make one. But everything that I handmade, it looked exactly the same, but none of them can be identical to another. It's not the same because it's all hand-painted by 1,600 women day by day. And, so that is a fascinating thing, I think. And it looks like an ocean, but none of those pieces are the same.
Incredible. So that's one exhibit. Then you did the Forever Bicycles, another exhibit in 2017. Tell us about what the 1,200, was it 1,200 bicycles or 1,300 bicycles?
They are several times being exhibited from maybe 1,200 to 5,000. You know, there's several different versions.
I went to the exhibit. I have a picture here of me at the Hirshhorn Museum in Washington. That was 2013. That was a beautiful exhibit, though.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
And so what was the message for the bicycles?
Well, bicycle is something of everyday objects. It's already made. When we grow up, we see bicycles as a very luxurious if you can have a bicycle. That time I was working in the field, you have to walk very far away in the desert. And, it's not possible to it's Gobi Desert. You don't have a drop of water. And there's no trees, so there's no shadow under the sun. So we always dream to have a bike.
And then your river crabs. 3,200 little porcelain red crabs, reddish and orangish crabs. What was that about?
Well, river crabs in Chinese have the same name with called the homeowners society. That means the government thinks that society has to be unified or peaceful. You know, it's kind of propaganda. And so it's kind of pond because it sounded the same. Hexie means same. So I use that as some kind of irony or to as a humor. And everybody online in China understand what I'm talking about.
And then you did the chairs in 2011. 1,001 beautiful, beautiful Chinese antique chairs. What was that about?
That's about chairs. And chairs is part of our tradition. Chairs is not just functional as some kind of furniture, but rather reflections of Chinese understanding about society, about family, about this kind of moral or ritual aspect. So, but in the modern days, all those are disappeared, destroyed. People only have plastic chairs. You can buy a plastic chair in exchange for the antique chairs, because antique chairs, they're always losing or shaking and it doesn't look that flashy, but a plastic chair looks much better. So you know, the whole society had changed, the values, the judgment, and the tradition disappeared. So that's why I collect antiques and to trying to learn from those old objects or elements.
I have a good friend, Lily May Pei, who lives here in the United States. She comes from Western China. And she told me a lot about the destruction of the antiquities during the revolution and how sad it was. And so she, when there's a garage sale or an estate sale, she goes to find old Chinese things to buy because she values them so much. She remembers them from her childhood. And then everything sort of disappeared and became the plastic chair. And she really admires the old workmanship and the value. So does that have something to do with all of that?
Oh yes, we are being cut off from our own memory. You know, tradition is about part of our memory, about our identity, to think of where we come from, and that is probably the worst condition when you've been cut off from your memory. So you get lost. You don't know who you are and you don't know where you come from. So for me, that's a struggle to leave the memory and to discover our memories.
So do you think a lot of people who have left China read Chinese history and try to reassimilate their whole background into the real history?
Well, it's extremely difficult because the history always been rewriting by the modern time, and China with this kind of highly authoritarian society, a censorship and changes the lines and tones in the history. So it's very hard to get a real so-called honest or special view about what happened in the past.
Is there any history book, Weiwei, that you could recommend in English for our listeners to read that you think does depict the history in an accurate fashion?
Every history writer have their own perspective, but it's always nice to say that perspective are very clear and also with some kind of historical record or proof. So recently I'm reading a book called The Silk Road, which is by a British and American writer, Robert. And The Silk Road is a very interesting writing in re-talk about the world history from different perspective.
Silk Road. So everyone look up the book Silk Road and take Ai Weiwei's recommendation. Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all six delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What about the Zodiac heads? When I saw those Zodiac heads in New York around the fountain in front of the Plaza Hotel, I was just entranced. What's the history of that, of those particular fantastic Zodiac heads? They're animals representing the 12 months.
Well, those animal heads, Zodiacs, was in Qing Dynasty in the palace of the Qing Emperor till French and British soldiers looted them, and since then disappeared. But in the recent years, about 7 of the 12 gradually appeared in the market. So Chinese government encouraged people to buy it back as some kind of patriotic act, which is questionable because those zodiacs are made for Manchu people who is invader of China, is not an invader of China. So I think that is quite ironic. I fixed the one who is never been found, which are 5 of them. So combined with the other 7, so we have a 12 complete zodiac head. Mm. So first time it's been shown in the little fountain in front of Plaza Hotel, right? That time I still in the detention. So I completely have no idea those is going to be showing. And it's been showed, and the mayor, Bloomberg, also gave an open talk about me and about the work, which I think is quite impressive.
Oh, it was wonderful. Wonderful. Mayor Bloomberg did an incredible job of letting us see your work firsthand. It was amazing. And those are 10 foot tall. Where are they now? How many sets did you make?
They are, one set of them is in LACMA in the Los Angeles Museum. They permanently collect that. So anybody wants to see it, they should go to LACMA in Los Angeles.
And I still have more exhibits that I'm so interested in. The Olympic Stadium in 2008, the Bird's Nest, which I went to see when it was still under construction. And you collaborated with Swiss architects Herzog and de Meuron. What was that collaboration like? And was the conception of a bird's nest, what's the idea there?
Well, it's the Herzog and de Meuron, they teamed with me because they know not much about Chinese culture. And they know I'm very interested in architecture and art. So we come out this concept for the competition. And then we win the competition. Then the whole architecture, Bird's Nest, is trying to reflect this kind of openness and the boldness about the modern society. And of course, later it being used for different other purpose. You know, it become a strong propaganda element for the party. But our design for the architecture, I think, is very, very strong and very beautiful.
It is. It is such a beautiful stadium. It worked very well too.
Yes.
And now you're doing documentaries A documentary was just shown at a festival in England. Is that true? Yours Truly?
There's a documentary about my art projects, Yours Truly, showing in this musical festival in England. Yes. The film is about the show in Alcatraz. It's about how to write a postcard to those political prisoners all over the world, 176 of them. And of course, some of them already released, and most of them are still in jail.
Wow. So we know how many there are. Do you think there are more than that?
There's 100 times than that.
That we don't know?
We only know some, yes. Noticeable one. Most of them will be forgotten or never would come to the public's attention.
Are you working on a new work now that we should be anticipating?
Well, I'm an artist, you know, I'm self-employed. I always work, and I don't have a vacation. But there's nothing I have to do. It's just some kind of self-motivation or, you know.
Well, you work in such big numbers for many of your exhibits. Is there something that you're collecting now or creating now that have you been commissioned by another museum somewhere that we should know about?
They are not announced, so I cannot announce it. But yes, there's always something ahead of me.
Well, we're always looking forward to anything that Ai Weiwei does. And we're just so proud of to know you, and so happy that you are obviously thriving, living in a community where you can not only teach and influence, but also survive. Do you have any hopes of ever going back to China?
Yes, every day I want to go back, but still we have to wait when the situation become more clear. You know, China is my country, and I care about it. I know so many nice things happening in China, but of course, I don't want to be put in some kind of disappeared again. You know, that's not a very good solution for that.
Is your studio still there, the one I visited?
I have a studio in Beijing, yes.
We had also read that a studio of yours in Shanghai or somewhere else was destroyed. Is that true?
That is true. In Shanghai and also in Beijing, part of my studio are destroyed. But that's very normal. China destroys many things, and they also rebuild many things. So, you know, it's for something in China, it's not a big deal.
It's just so incredible what you have done and what you have taught us. And I'm just so pleased to have made your acquaintance several times and to be able to talk to you so intensely about what's going on with you. You know, we have a lot of similarities. Food is one, of course.
Yes.
You cooked me lunch twice, mm-hmm. and I still owe you lunch at my house,
yes.
to eat from my garden. And I hope someday you come to the United States and have lunch here at my farm.
Fantastic.
Because I would love to do that. You also love cats as much as I do. Do you have any cats there in Cambridge?
I have two cats in Cambridge, and I have a new location in Lisbon. In there, I have 8 cats.
And then we also have prison in common. I hate to bring up my prison because it was like going away to a children's camp compared to what you had to go through. But incarceration is hideous.
Yeah.
Enforced incarceration. And I just want to say that you have survived your tormentors very, very well, Ai Weiwei, and I'm very proud of you. It's a horrible thing to be incarcerated. And America has to revisit their penal system, as so many countries have to, because it's just sometimes and many times a very unfair way to treat humans.
I think so.
And you're an artist, and I think I'm an artist. and you're outspoken, and I think I'm outspoken. I'm not outspoken enough, but someday I'll be able to be a little bit more outspoken, I hope. But you are brave and courageous and really admirable. Thank you so much for speaking with me today, and I hope we get to meet again sometime in the near future. And good luck with all your new work.
I hope I come to see you, and that will be the best reason to come to New York. Thank you.
Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all six delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here. Catch all seven rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Lowe's knows home improvement. Lowe's, official sponsor for the 2024 NFL Draft.